Y94 Playhouse in the morning. Dump 'em or date 'em works like this. Somebody's got a situation. They're wondering if most people would stay with somebody if they experience this or if they would walk away. Hence, dump 'em or date 'em. A couple of ways you can reach out, 237-HITS, or you could text 35270. Now, you could just say dump or date, but it's always nice if you have like an explanation. It could be a sentence. It doesn't have to be a novel by any means. But if you just say the word dump or just the word date, it really is, I mean, it's not very exciting conversation, if I'm being perfectly honest. So, Kenzie, let me ask you this. Amy Kay, Kenzie said, can you hang on to dump 'em or date 'em for a second because I want to revise my message a little bit. And I'm looking here in the Facebook inbox at the first message and the second message. Do you want to know the only thing that has changed before or after I read it?
I kind of before.
The only thing that it looks different to me is that she makes a point of talking about how good looking the guy is. That's literally the only thing
that's
different.
This makes me nervous because now we're judging something when if it was just like your average person, it's probably something that's frowned upon, but because he's good looking, I feel like we'll probably have to, man.
Okay. So the revised version goes as follows. Would like to do a dump 'em or date 'em playhouse. The guy I've been seeing for a couple of months looks really, really, really good in his underwear. Just outright sexy. He does. He looks great in his underwear and he's very attractive. I was checking him out, changing, and said, wow, you actually must have a few pair of those because they fit you so well. You were wearing those sexy ones like that yesterday. And the tone changed when he said, actually, they're the same pair I wore yesterday. He saw the look on my face and he said, well, I don't sweat very much and they never smell. So why would I want to do more laundry than I need to? I always give my underwear at least two wears before I wash them. And now I'm grossed out. Would people walk away over this? So he's a hot guy that wears his underwear twice. Would you dump him or date him?
Like, he's wearing them Monday morning all the way until Wednesday? He's wearing them all day Monday, all day Tuesday. I don't understand. And then,
I don't know when he showers and changes his clothes, but two times, like
so
2 days.
That's what I want to know. Is he showering and then putting them back on? Because to me, that's gross.
I'm an everyday I want to change my underwear kind of person.
That's how I am too, but this is making me even more uncomfortable if he's showering and putting on
dirty
underwear. I can't even shower and put on dirty socks. That makes me uncomfortable. Just the feeling on my feet is weird to me.
So let's say, because you adore Steven. You just think he's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
You're engaged to the man now. Congratulations again,
Thank you so much.
So if you live this experience, you're like, oh my God, he always double wears his underwear. Would that ruin your relationship? Would that have ruined your attraction toward him?
I probably would have said something to him, but maybe you just need to buy him underwear. I have a subscription. Steve and I get matching underwear sent to us every month. A pair
really?
Of matching underwear, yeah.
Meow.
It's called Me Undies.
Me Undies.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were the same size.
No, it's too different. I wear girl kind, and he obviously is wearing the boy boxers.
You didn't specify.
Okay, well, we both get our own pair, but they're the matching kind. Maybe you should just sign him up for that. See, I think, you know what I also think is weird about this whole thing? She only ever says that he's really, really good looking. How is he as a person?
That's true. That is important. That is important. He says he doesn't like doing more underwear than he needs to. Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You could help with it. Say, listen, I will help with the laundry if it means you're going to change your underwear every day.
Also, though, if he had so much underwear, he wouldn't have to keep doing laundry. You'd end up getting so much. You'd have so much.
Yeah, there'd be no rush.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Would you dump or date somebody if they always wanted to double wear their underwear? They like insisted upon it. Or do you see an alternative here? 237, it's text 35270. It's 8:16 in the morning, the weekend. Save your tears. Playhouse in the morning. Y94. Hey, good morning. 194, Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Amy Kay in the middle of dump 'em or date 'em. And Playhouse family member Kenzie detailed this to us. She's been seeing a guy for a few months and says he's super hot. Just thinks he's so attractive, really enjoys him. And she was checking him out in his underwear the other day. She's like, yummy, or whatever she said. I'm just paraphrasing. She really enjoyed them. And she was like, wow, you must have a lot of pairs like that. Is it because they fit you so good? I mean, she's trying to say complimentary things to her boyfriend or whatever he is, and he's like, oh, actually, they are the ones from yesterday. I don't like doing laundry, so I always double wear my underwear. And now she's like, gross, not yummy. do I dump somebody because they always double wear their underwear is her question.
I might try and work on it somewhat. Make sure they're not like sleeping in them also and then just continuously wearing them. I don't know. I might. I might try and work, but if it's, I don't know. I think I would stay. I would probably just see if we can change some habits if everything else is good, you know?
Yeah. So if you enjoy everything else, you would push him to be different if he could.
Push him to buy some more underwear or push him to do the laundry.
Yeah. Do you think that you would, if somebody adamantly refused, because you're like, change him. And that's kind of what she's saying, too. If he was like, no, I am who I am. I've always double worn my underwear. I'm not changing for you. Does that end a relationship?
Yes. If someone is that stubborn about changing their underwear, it's ridiculous. Yes, you would absolutely dump them. But I think, and you know, maybe it was just how he was brought up. Maybe his mom was kind of like, wear your underwear twice in a row.
Listen, you don't want to marry into the family that encourages their children.
That is true. You guys will have grandkids. Oh, no, it's fine. Reuse the diaper. Just wipe it out.
Back in my day, we'd use a diaper for 16 different poo. Yeah.
Ew, yeah. That's disgusting.
Probably want that. Are you seeing some text? Dump or datum?
Yeah, someone said, I think that it's gross and would make me question what other unhygienic things he might be doing. Big turn off. And someone else said, ew, I've dated guys that had good hygiene at first, and then once they got comfortable, they'd end up and you'd find yourself asking them to shower, brush their teeth, put on deodorant, etc. Because him wearing underwear more than once because he doesn't want to do laundry, that is a red flag of him being lazy.
And would you dump or date somebody that's always double wearing their underwear? Hi.
I guess like we would talk about it first. You know, I believe in communication as the foundation in any relationship. So yeah, I would talk about it first before making any decision. I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I'm seeing a real kind of common denominator here. And it seems that people are pretty interested in at least having a conversation about it. But I'm also getting the vibe that if nothing were to change, most people would be like, you know, this is a little gross for me. I might be done.
Yeah, I think you would have to dump him if he's not willing to change, because that's like you're not just changing him, you're trying to help him be a cleaner person. And the fact that he'd be so stubborn, I just want to know if he's showering and putting the dirty ones back on.
You know, we can Facebook message her and see if we can get a vibe for what's going on there, if it really makes or breaks it for you.
It kind of does. That would gross me out.
Less likely to be stinky if he's actually showering.
If he was showering and putting the dirty ones on when he's in the shower, I'd go take him and drop a new pair in there.
Yeah, maybe burn them after that second day.
Probably.
That'd be the stinkiest bonfire you ever had.
Ew. But he did say he doesn't sweat, so he must not be a smelly person.
Good for him. Trust me, he's a smelly person. You just got to get close.
Ew.
Every once in a while, somebody's going to be like, what is that stench?
I guess that is, thinking of that area, ugh.
Oh, look who's up.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Harvest in the Valley.